I am laying in my bed. I guess you can't hear it. I've been using my new toy. It's a womanizer. It's good. It's very good. for a little while. And I thought I should start recording. So here we are. I actually have 4 toys on my bed next to me, and I thought I could do an orgasm with each. And tell you what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. I thought it might be fun. So, to start with, I think we'll start with the womanizer. Okay. This is the newest one. The newest toy that I got. I like it a lot. It's a little fancy. I don't think I've worked out quite how to work it still. I kind of didn't really read the instructions and just went for it, which is pretty much my personality. There we go. It's like a pulsating on my clit. Oh god. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know if you want to hear it. I'll move my blanket so you can. It's pretty loud. I was thinking about how I want to get fucked on the sofa. I just want you to come home from work and don't say anything. Just here we go, a little bit more. Don't say anything, just bend me over on the sofa. Just be a little rough and show me you've been thinking about me all day. Ooh. Oh, this fucking toy is so good. Just shove your cock in me. Fuck me hard. Oh, God. Can't tell you how fucking good this feels. Oh my god. I could do this all day. Okay, stop. Finish. I need to turn this fucking thing off. Oh my god. How long was that? Like, probably like 3 minutes. You see, why women like it so much now, because I fucking do. So you can hear my neighbours. These ramble faps I actually record in my bed. My phone is like on my nightstand. If this isn't your first one that you've listened to of mine, you probably know that already. But if you're new here, hi. It's as real as it can be. You can hear my neighbours in the background moving furniture. An embarrassing cars driving past. But, yeah, I want to be as relaxed as possible. Yeah, so that was the womanizer. That's orgasm one down. This is kind of a new concept for me to be so talkative throughout, so you have to let me know if you like this. I have a Nora that is very good. I don't know if it's fully charged yet, so we'll see if it dies on me. I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I had like loose fitting pajamas on my legs, but I've just taken them off, and I have like a tank top on. I don't know, I kind of like how I can put it underneath my boobs and it kind of feels like someone's holding them a little bit. It's nice. Okay. Orgasm two. This is a Nora. Hopefully she's gonna work out. Put her on my clip. There we go. If you don't know about this one, it's like a dildo with like a rabbit attachment. Just bury my mouth and make it nice and wet. So I slide the dildo part inside me and the rabbits on my clit. Oh god, it feels so good. I mean, just I'm thinking about you going down on me with your fingers inside me and your tongue on my clit. Oh god. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh my god. I can't speak, it feels so fucking good. Wait, I'm such in balance, I don't know what I'm doing. There we go. Oh, just like that. Ooh. It's just moving inside me. Oh, God. Okay, I'm gonna come very fast with this. Between my thighs, just doing whatever you want to me. Oh god. Let's put my legs down because they're gonna buckle. Play with my nipples at the same time. Ooh. Oh god. Move her up and down my clit. Come on your tongue so bad. Ah, god. I feel like lightheaded. I'm cold. Put my coat back on me. Ooh. Okay. Oh. Ordinarily, if I was alone, I could stop right here. Like, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm really happy. But because I wanted to do something special for you and make you happy and make me happy as well, I'm not gonna lie. what to do next? Okay, I have a dildo. It's a silicone dildo. It's like a little see-through and purple, like lilac. It's pretty and cute. And it's like got veins on it and like a head, and it really mimics a real cock. And put it in my mouth a little, get it nice and wet. Okay. As wet as possible, give it a little hand job. Just gently fucking myself with the dildo. I would love for you to be watching me, like, do this. Just standing over me and stroking your cock. With my other hand, just playing with my clit. Oh fuck. Oh god. I feel so full. Oh god, I love this. I love this feeling, getting fucked. Ooh. Don't play with my tits. You fuck me. I can feel you deep inside me. Just teasing myself, going back and forth between fast and slow. Rub it on my clit. Back inside me. Ooh. Oh fuck, just like the warm. You feel how wet I am. You hear how wet you make me. Ooh. Oh god, I'm gonna come soon. I'm pounding myself. Oh, baby, yes, like that. Oh, you wanna watch me? You wanna fuck me? Do whatever you want to me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Don't fucking stop. Don't fucking stop.
Fucking stomach rumble at the end.
Just slap your cock on my clit. Slap it on my nipples too. Taste myself off you. Tastes so good.
Oh man, I want this to be your cock so bad.
Just take myself off your cock.
Maybe you could come in my mouth after you fuck me. Okay, that is number 3. We need a little break. Oh, fuck. I think I'm going to timestamp these in the audio, the post body, so you can go to wherever you want. Man, usually when I have, I think I have like a regular masturbation session, I would say. I would say it's an above average sex drive. And I'm not just saying that, I think it's from what I know from my friends. I would say that I'm very, what's the word? Horny, but like, there's a special word. Anyway, and experimental and free and open-minded, and I really just enjoy sex. I think I've said this a lot of times before, but it's one of life's great pleasures that is absolutely free. and I am not my fantasies. Like, I can have a fleeting fantasy and it's not representative of who I am, so I don't feel like people can judge me based on what I like or what I like at that particular moment. And I just really enjoy pleasure and orgasms for what they are. So, with that being said, I have my last toy. Sorry, I'm getting a little croaky. I haven't properly woken up yet. I woke up and I was like, you see, this is my neighbours moving their furniture. Maybe there's going to be a little bit of comic relief there for you. Yeah, I was going to say, I woke up, to do these ramble fabs, I have to be in like quite a confident mood. Not that I'm not confident already, but you know, recording yourself acting and recording yourself actually doing the act are two different things. So I woke up and I was like, today is the day. A lot of people requested this, which is actually really lovely. Well, I'll talk about more of that at the end. Let's get to the fourth orgasm. So this is a womanizer, and this is something I've had for a while now. It works really well, really, really well. It's kind of similar to the, what did I say it was? No, this is a satisfier, sorry. It's kind of similar to the womanizer, which is the first toy that I used, but this kind of beats you up a little bit. It's, I don't know if this pressure is more like pushing down or pulling, but one or the other. And the womanizer is the more gentle but very strong, and this is the less strong but more harsh. But I mean, they're two different types of orgasms, I would say. But anyway, it's like an air pulsy thing that goes on your clit. I'm being so extra, I don't need to tell you every single detail. Okay, if you came here for the girlfriend experience, this is what you're gonna get. let me turn it on. Hopefully I've charged it, because sometimes I forget. There we go. Okay. There we go. It's on my clip. Fuck. I'm the type of girl who actually really prefers clitoral orgasms, so I love these kinds of toys. Not that I don't like feeling something inside me, but this is my favourite. Oh, God. Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna come fast with this one. I am. Oh, it holds no prisoners. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Just love to be riding you. Oh, and you play with my clits, I'm riding you. Oh, oh, oh God. Oh. Oh. Oh God, I love moving it around on my clit and just teasing it. Fuck me, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God, it's a little more. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
Watching your face and seeing your pleasure. Squeezing my tits. Man, I need a nap now. I feel so drained. In a good way, in a good way. Where's my pillow? I moved my pillow. Oh my god, I lost my pillow. Okay. Take this one. Okay. Was number four. Oh man, I need to get some food inside me. I feel so good, but I feel so drained. Okay. The last few Ramble Fabs, I've done like a post orgasm talk, and a few of you have really liked it, so I don't know if I should move closer to the microphone. Again, I don't listen as I record this, so hopefully the sound isn't too bad for you guys. Yeah, you probably heard things like stomach rumbles and neighbors. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe there's like a dinner party. They're moving furniture, moving chairs on the floor quite a lot. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. Sorry for the croaky voice. Like I said, I just kind of woke up. I can have a little bit of pillow talk with you guys and tell you what's coming up. Have to be a little bit careful about what I say because they've changed the rules recently on the subreddit, so I can tell you about what I want to do. Apologies if you hear stomach grumbles. I'm going to go get food after this, I promise. If you're a caretaking BFE, I appreciate you. I'm going to go get food. I want to do a Yennefer audio, Yennefer of Vingerberg. If shout out to The Witcher, if you're a fan, I'm a really big fan of Henry Cavill. If you love his Witcher series, I really adore Yennefer. I think she's badass and strong and powerful and sexy as hell. So I would love to do an audio of her. Not too sure if I'm going to do a script or OC yet. I'm going to have a deep dive into some scripts that are out there right now and see if anything fits with my style. But I really look forward to doing that. I had this idea to do a Stifler's Mum audio too. So I'm not sure how I'll do it. I'm going to try and do her accent and try and emulate her as much as possible. I'll be watching the American Pie movies, or at least her scenes. And I will be, yeah, I think I'm going to write it myself. I haven't seen any scripts out there. I haven't seen an audio. There's plenty of, like, you know, MILF and stepmom and stuff like that. But I think she's the original MILF,
which is really interesting. Like, I'm pretty sure she coined, or that movie coined, the term MILF. So it will be fun to do like an original MILF audio with her accent and like drinking the whiskey in the pool table room. And the listener will be like the Finch role. I won't call you Finch, but it'll be like the Finch role. So that'll be interesting. If you don't know who I'm talking about, the American Pie movies, check them out. If you've been living under a rock or what. What else? I can talk about a couple of previous audios I've done recently. So if you follow me closely, you would have seen that I had a little hiatus after Christmas. I was posting pretty regularly up until then, and then I decided to have a break, kind of reassess what I wanted to do with this audio thing, and then I came back recently kind of stronger than ever. I have to be careful about what I say, but yeah, I am kind of out there for sure doing this now. And the last couple of public audios I put out since I kind of came back from my hiatus, the reaction has been so, oh man, I cannot tell you. I have a smile on my face all day because of comments that come in from people that have enjoyed it. And even if it's like a 3-word comment, like, I'm well aware that you guys get these audios for free. You don't have to comment. So even just a tiny little comment, I really appreciate, because, you know, you're taking time out of your day to say you like it, which spurs me on, makes me want to create more for you guys, and makes me feel so good as well. Like, warms my heart, because I feel like I've made your day better, which is lovely. The couple that I can talk about particular are the mummy audio that I did. I can't remember what it was. It was a little bit sleep aid, a little bit milking. I really enjoy those kind of roles, just because it's so nice to like be the caretaker. I know men in this society have a lot of pressure and put on them, and like they have to be a man and man up, and I hate that shit. Like, you are just as much allowed to express yourself and to have feelings and emotions as women should, and I feel like those kind of audios are like, it gives you a license to just be taken care of, and I really like doing that for people. Especially the comments that I get, they're like, I feel so loved, I feel so good. Like, it was exactly what I'm aiming for when I do those audios. I want to make someone feel loved. So yeah, the reaction was so lovely. God, I really need to expand my repertoire of adjectives. Okay. The second one I can talk about is, if you're gonna fuck me, take off the condom. The writer of this is a friend of mine. He's a lovely, sweet guy, and it was such a amazing script. Because I don't know if it's me, but we don't see that many girlfriend experiences that are kind of rough at the same time. It's usually she's very submissive. So you can do what you want to her, and like she calls you sir, and you're her dominant. But this script in particular really caught my eye, because it was like a loving relationship. Like, she says, I love you. it's a loving relationship, and she just wants to enjoy sex, and likes it a little bit rough. And I probably identify with that script more than any other ones I've done. Because, you know, sometimes, like, the scripts that I do are very not me, but I enjoy taking on that role as an actor and, like, or an actress and, like, making someone happy. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it is art and expression, and it's a character. It's not who I am. But I would say this is kind of a big indication of who I am in that script. Like, I love being, I don't know if I should say this, because, you know, if you don't like this kind of thing, it's not good for you to know this about me, because it might destroy the illusion. But I just really enjoy sex. I really enjoy affection and romance and emotion and caretaking and being dominated on the occasion and rough and you know, making someone else feel good and then making me feel good. It was just like a culmination of lots of things that I enjoy. So yeah, it was a really, really fun audio to do. And I'm so pleased at the reaction as well. It was a lot of fun. What else can I say? I don't edit these ramble faps, so if there is any weird noises, even though I've said this before a little bit, in case you skipped to this timestamp, if there's any weird noises, any cars driving past, neighbours moving around, dogs barking, I sincerely apologise, but I'm just a girl in her bed with the phone on my nightstand recording like that. So my audio quality isn't going to be the same, but I think a lot of people appreciate that about these ramble faps, is how real they are. And they are 100% real. This is me, and these are real orgasms, so, and real toys. So, I hope you enjoyed them. And yeah, usually at this point, all I've done recently is throw in a, what's it called? Easter egg. You see, all my intelligence moves from my body when after I have an orgasm. I don't remember language. Yeah, I throw in an Easter egg to see if people are still listening at this point, because, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be talking to someone. So if you've listened this far, try and work in the word. What word can I say? Towel, because my towels are hanging up in front of me. Should we say towel? Yeah, we'll say towel. I don't know how you guys are going to work that in. It'll be interesting to see if you do or how you do it. But yeah, please don't be obvious, because I don't want people commenting on your comment being like, dude, what the fuck? Why are you talking about towels? But yeah, it will be really fun for me to see those comments. It'll give me a little kick. Again, I want to say how much I sincerely appreciate your support. There are some names now that, well, not now, for a while, that I recognise a lot, that keep coming back, especially the ones that comment and listen even though it's not their thing. Oh my god, like, I would love to be your friend and to take you out for a drink and tell you how much I appreciate that, because it's just such a wonderful thing to do, to support someone even though that's not your, well, anyway, I get choked up thinking about it, honestly, because, you know, these are for free, and you know, you're not obligated to do anything, so it's just lovely that you listen and appreciate it at all. Yeah, so thank you. Am I gonna end it here? Yeah, I think I will. 40 minutes. Do you know why this came about? Let me just say this. Because I have been getting so many requests on my anonymous form, which is on my profile in case, or it's in linked in the small print of all my posts in case you want to find it, for Ramble Faps. And it's such a good feeling, to be honest, because, you know, people want to hear it, people want to hear me as me. But there was one particular person who wanted one that was 40 minutes long and with different toys. So, to that person, I hope this pleases you. I do read your replies to my anon form. It's not there for nothing. I do read everything. Even if I don't reply to your comment, I've read it. I just was busy in the moment, so I couldn't reply, because I try and reply to everything. I really appreciate everything. But yeah, to that person, to everyone, to be honest, to everyone who's requested a Ramble Fap, but particularly to that person who wanted a 40-minute long one, this has gone now over 41 minutes, even though a lot of it's talking, but I think some people appreciate the pillow talk. Yeah, this is for you guys. This is for you guys. If you have any scripts that have caught your eye that you like, that you'd like for me to voice, please send them into the Anon form. Any comments, feedback, not questions, because I can't answer you on the Anon form, it's very anonymous. But yeah, anything you want me to know, put it there. I really appreciate it. And it always gives me a little kick when I see a new reply. So yeah, if you've listened this far, you're a fucking champion. comment towel somewhere in your comment. I love you. I love your support. I appreciate you. Until the next Ramble Fap. Mwah!